Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We mentioned yesterday we're going to talk about the currency in the kingdom of God. What is the currency in the kingdom of God? Of course, the ultimate currency is obedience, but what are you doing? What is the obedience? It's not just the word obedience. It's actually something you're doing. Well, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said the first things he's going to do is sit down and talk with men in the Sermon on the Mount. He says in Matthew 5, 6, he says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Listen, if you want God to move in your life, if you want to see the manifestation of the fullness of Christ and the kingdom in your life, you can't just say, "I'm going to taste only, but I'm not going to dine with God. I'm not going to just give myself fully to God and think you're going to have the full." How can you have a full experience with anybody, including God, if you haven't fully given yourself over to that? You know, it takes all of you to have all of God. And desperation and hunger. Desperate. I mean, you've been hungry for this. You've been desperate for that. But when you get hungry and desperate, I've got to have God. Everything's got to go. I got to have God in my life. Lord, I'm on a quest here. And then that's when you're willing to start putting down distractions like media and things that are not light and light conversations, things, people and relationships. You're willing to do whatever it takes. You're willing to even put food aside. Listen, when you're willing to put food aside, read Isaiah 58. God will come and just converge with you in such a way that he will literally heal you, bless you, restore you, and even repair things that have been broken in your life if you get desperate after him. Mm-hmm. And on VFN TV, if it's not there, it needs to be there. You need to listen to. You go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN TV in the menu and listen to Desperate for the Glory of God. Desperate. And it's okay to be desperate for God. That's what he wants. It's just the longing like a bride would have to after a bridegroom. It's okay. Listen, God responds. This is what Jesus said. He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Somebody says, you know, which city you're going to go to next to ministers, like where there's hunger.
Yeah,
that's right.
And somebody says, well, you know, they've got all this and all that. Is there hunger there? Is there hunger there? I'm not going to waste my time, because God's not going to move when you minister to a people who are not hungry for him.
Right.
That's right.
Some people go, look, nothing's going on when Jesus preached here in Nazareth. It's like, yeah, but you're not hungry for Jesus. You got to be hungry for him. You're the one. It's you. You control your destiny in the context. If you're willing to open up and be desperate for God, because the king, if you're a believer, the kingdom of God dwells inside of you, and you loose the kingdom when you begin to get hungry for God. The kingdom in you meets the kingdom in God, and Jesus rules over that. An explosion. Yeah, signs, wonders, miracles, but the love of God dripping off of you like honey from a honeycomb. The currency of God, desperation and hunger for God. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.